drops it. He drops it. Hunter Bone had it at the 1 yard line, and he came down with it and completely lost it. And with 2 seconds left, it is Harbor Beach going to be facing a second down and 10 from the 17, and it's the final timeout called by Troy Schelke and the Pirates in this first half.
Well, at that time, James Schelke and Brady Kirsch, which is very rare that they are not on the same page, but Brady Kirsch delivered that ball to his favorite receiver in double coverage, and he threw it to the wrong side. Brady Kirsch threw it to the inside of the field, James Schelke busting to the outside, and that ball was right into the arms of Hunter Bone. And matter of fact, I think he dropped the ball trying to either make a play up the field or just to get to the ground very quickly. But regardless, he drops the football, and it falls incomplete. Now Harbor Beach with one last gasp of air here before the first half. They have 2 seconds, one play left to try and make some magic happen and score here before the half.
It's USA 22, Harbor Beach 14, just 2 seconds before the half, and we kicked off 1 hour ago. Game started out in a hurry. Four straight drives with touchdowns. Harbor Beach with a turnover downs, USA with a touchdown third of the night, and that's where we are right now. Two wide each way. Kirsch in the shotgun has number 32, Cole Anderson, to his right. Time expiring. Passing downfield into the end zone to James Schelke. It is caught. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. James Schelke brings in the 17-yard pass from Brady Kirsch. And now it's a two-point ball game. 22-20 with a two-point conversion still coming up.
That Brady Kirsch can throw the football. As you can see over on the USA sideline, Coach Lang's clipboard goes flying across the room. And this is why he had the perfect defense set up. He had defensive backs lined up all over the goal line in the end zone, but Brady Kirsch lobs the football to the back corner, and Josh Lang, if he was playing the outfield, that ball would have landed over his head. He had no idea how deep he had to work with. The ball goes over his head where James Schelke is at, and he goes up and makes a nice catch into the end zone, and that brings us to a 22-20 ball game. Harbor Beach talking about the two-point conversion, and we could possibly be tied going into the half.
You ever expect that to happen, even a two-point game at a half?
I tell you what, we said at the beginning of the game, we know Harbor Beach can score with anybody, but can they stop USA and have possessions? They instead, Clark, haven't stopped USA yet, but they've limited possessions for USA in this game. So far, only 3 possessions. They've scored on all 3. Harbor Beach has had 4. They've scored on now 3 of those 4 to keep this game close.
If you're curious who had the first timeout of the night, USA. That was Harbor Beach's third timeout right there. Going for the two-point conversion from the 3-yard line, 2 wide each way. Kirsch in the backfield in the shotgun with Anderson to his right. James Schelke is in the slot on the left, now in motion to the top of your radio. Kirsch rolling to his right, passes to James Schelke behind him, and he brought it in. It was thrown behind him. He dove for it, and he brought it in, and we are tied at halftime. USA 22, Harbor Beach 22, and that is the end of the first half.
Wow, what a great first half of football by both teams. A lot of offense. We'll see which team can go into the locker room and figure out how to stop the other offense.
It is time for our halftime show on the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we will have the roundup and summary of that first half for you and tell you how we got this 22-22 tie ball game at the half on the WLEW Sports Network.
Josh's legendary fishing story started with a morning like any other. He reached the dock and jumped from his truck. He was headed to a remote cove on the far shore. He'd mapped it all out and forgot to put on his truck's parking brake. But the sunken truck was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Not so amphibious vehicle. July 11th, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hi, this is Bob Benzinger for Farmers Insurance Bad Axe. Get a free, no-obligation quote from me, which could save you hundreds of dollars. Let me help you with home, auto, life, and business insurance. Call me today at 989-269-8037.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormar grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
WLEW Sports at the half finds a tie ball game. USA 22, Harbor Beach 22 as they tie it up as time expires. As they say, this is pretty near a tight ball game. Let's listen in to the Marching Pirates on the field right now with their classic rock halftime show. Halftime in Harbor Beach, Michigan, as it is 22-22 USA leading Harbor Beach as the Marching Pirates are on the field at halftime. All 30 plus strong on the field. Great sound from the Marching Pirates. Dave Hansen, we'll get to you in a second, as this has been a back and forth ball game in this whole first half. As let's take a look at the offensive and defensive stats first before we get to the scoring plays of that first half. For USA's offense, they have 144 yards of offense, all from the rushing game, no surprise there, off of 19 carries. They're led by Tanner Foley, who has 8 carries for 48 yards and 1 touchdown for them. Josh Lang at 6 carries for 45 yards and 1 score. Ryan Kind, 1 carry for 32 yards, and Macklin Ghetto, 4 carries for 19 yards. That is your USA offense. For the Harbor Beach Pirates on offense, 188 total yards on the night, 134 from the run game, as that was all pretty much the first 22 minutes of that game. In the last 2 minutes, they went to the air, in which they've had 8 plays, 4 completions for 54 yards. Leading the rushing game for the Pirates, that'd be Daniel Lanfear, 9 carries for 49 yards. James Shelkey, 8 carries for 35 yards and 1 touchdown. Brady Kirsch, the quarterback, 6 carries for 23 yards, and Robert Emming, 1 carry for 20 yards and a score. Through the air, Brady Kirsch is 4 for 8 in passing, no interceptions for 54 yards total, and 1 touchdown, which is, as time expired, into the hands of James Shelkey. James Shelkey is 2 for 3 in receptions on the night for 30 yards, and the touchdown at the very end of that first half Grant Hansen, 2 for 3 for 24 yards, and Robert Emming could not bring in one pass. That is your offensive look from both teams. As Dave Hansen, why don't you take us through those scoring plays in that first half?
Well, we started off with a Josh Shelkey.
Yeah, wrong
stop
man
me there,
there
already. Yeah,
James Shelkey.
James
there
Shelkey,
you go.
Oh, younger brother. Shelkey with a 4-yard touchdown run, 2-point pass was good. Harbor Beach leads 8-0. Tanner Foley.